Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
OGI is at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. And if you like Double Stop CL Plus, you'll really like its successor, Strat CL Plus. Strat CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier with higher yield potential. Strat CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strat CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Check out okgenetics.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Well, we had a down day in the cattle futures market. The August live cattle 37 lower at 137.97. The October's $1.05 lower at 143.17. December live's down 80 at 149.65. And February 50 lower at 154.52. The live cattle are actually pretty steady all day long and held these levels at least the last couple of hours. Feeder cattle started about a dollar lower and got weaker throughout the day. The August feeders, 247 lower at 178.80. September's at 315 lower at 182.50. October's 212 lower at 185.57. And November's down 160 at 187.47. Technically speaking, we're still above the 20-day moving average and 50-day moving average. Even though it was weak and significantly off of yesterday's highs for the move, we're still above those averages. So there is a chance that the feeder cattle could bounce back. Yesterday, the Oklahoma National Stockyards had 7,500 head. They called it unevenly steady. The cash market over the last couple of weeks has been really good. So I think overall the cash market's kind of leading the way. There were six deliveries against the August live cattle. The oldest date right now is in February, so about 6 months old. So if you're still long, at least after that date, you probably ought to look at rolling out to further dates.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And today's grain futures are generally higher. The corn up 3 to 7 cents, with September being the leader here, up 7 at 615.5. Now 1.5 cents over December, which is 614. The beans were 20 to 48 higher, with September 48.25 higher at 1512. The November new crop up 28.75 at 1428. Chicago wheat steady to 1 lower. Kansas City wheat 2 to 4 higher. December up 3.25 at 858. Today's cotton futures market was up 3.48 in December at 99.07. Yesterday afternoon, we had a crop progress and condition report, which kind of unexpectedly dropped conditions greater than expected. Corn conditions were 58% good to excellent, down 3% on the week. Soybeans at 59%, down 1% on the week. The cotton condition, 31%, down 7%. So big drop in cotton conditions in that good to excellent category. And that's why we're seeing this rally. And on December cotton, I mean, if you look at the lows, we're like 84. Right now we're 99. So above the 15 cents off of that, we're kind of breaking out here above moving averages. So hopefully this cotton market will catch some footing here and continue higher. On Friday, we have a USDA report. It's going to be 11 a.m. It's going to be production and supply and demand report. And that'll be Friday morning while the market's open at 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.